Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is September 1st. These are today's vital statistics. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday, August 26th at Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, September 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery in Bear Valley. Visitation will be held Thursday at the church from 9 a.m. until the time of mass at 11. Following the service, there will be a luncheon at the church. In lieu of flowers, we encourage you to honor his love of community and athletics by supporting your local sports team, or please consider supporting local health care providers just as they supported Dick and his loved ones. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock. Charles J. Charlie McClary, 89, of Muscadet, died Sunday, August 30th at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, September 8th at 11 a.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Basswood Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Tuesday, September 8th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Charles J. Charlie McClary, 89, of Muscadet. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City, died Friday, August 28th. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, September 12th at the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City. Gail A. Muller, 69, of Richland Center, died August 9th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Gail A. Muller, 69, of Richland Center. This concludes today's vital statistics.